Welcome to General Education. I'm your host, Grace Ingram, and we've got a lot to catch you up on. Open your heart and say it. Write it all out. All the things you've wanted to say but never could, then hang here anonymously. Happy writing. That was the sign which hung outside the display of Unsent, the Letter Project, this week at USC Village. Founded by senior Isabella Escalona, the initiative asked students to write anonymous letters for anyone and everyone, including themselves. The letters were then put on view for people passing by to read. The bi-weekly display was opened September 15th in the Village and September 18th in front of Tommy Trojan. Escalona said she hopes that those who write letters are open and vulnerable in the process, saying, quote, "Oftentimes, especially in college when you're so busy with clubs and classes, you forget to check in with yourself, and you don't really allow yourself that much space to be emotional and vulnerable." Unquote. Escalona hopes to publish a book composed of all the letters that she receives. Chapters will be divided based on who the letter was addressed to, including family members, exes, current lovers, friends, and teachers. You can read or write letters for yourself next on Friday in USC Village and Monday by Tommy Trojan. Last week, the Middle Eastern and North African communities rallied support for victims of the natural disasters that have claimed thousands of lives in Morocco and Libya. In Morocco, a 6.8 magnitude earthquake on September 8th devastated the central city Marrakech, with over 3,000 killed and several more missing at the time of this episode's release. Storm Daniel struck the Libyan city of Derna last week on Monday, causing catastrophic dam failures and killing at least 2,000 people. 30,000 more people are missing or feared dead. Students raised $750 by selling baklava on the corner of Jefferson and Hoover for relief organizations from the Middle Atlas region in Morocco, supporting Morocco's Happiness Foundation and Islamic Relief. On the ground in Morocco, volunteers responded quickly and helped the most affected regions through the Happiness Foundation, an organization that provides aid primarily for orphans and widows in Morocco. International groups and countries have rallied to assist Libya, which had already been in turmoil due to an ongoing conflict among rival governments. The Middle Eastern and North African Student Assembly held a meeting last Thursday to process and heal. Laura Loyola, assistant professor of spatial sciences, said, quote, "Understanding can bring comfort, and I think understanding the efforts that can be made to plan better for the future is also important. That's really what can be looked at from now on," unquote. Manasseh emphasized the importance of understanding and planning for the future and shared a list of organizations to donate to, which can be found on their website. The group is pushing for a formal acknowledgement of the tragedies from the undergraduate student government. Links to support those affected by these disasters can be found on Manasseh's Instagram page. Just 2% of all certified public accountants in the United States are Black. A statistic one campus club is looking to change. USC's National Association of Black Accountants is helping students leverage the Trojan Network early in their careers to get the accounting jobs they want. Members participate in group excursions, resume workshops, and networking opportunities. Now, the big four accounting firms, Deloitte, PwC, KPMG, and Ernst & Young, are seeking to partner with the NABA. Here to speak with us now is Brian Alexander, president of the NABA, Joseph Agunmola, NABA's director of marketing, and advisor Zivia L. Sweeney, associate professor of clinical accounting. Thank you guys so much for being here on General Education. What does it mean to you guys to have this organization as part of the USC community?
Just seeing, like when I went to the meet the firms a couple of weeks ago, me and Sweeney were there, and just seeing all of our members take over and you can see familiar faces like, oh, hey, how's it going? Oh, you know this person, I know this person. It's amazing because Marshall, as we all know, is like the number one business school in the world, basically, at least in my eyes. I'm a little biased, but
fair.
Yeah. So just being a part of like the greatest business program to ever exist and having that on your resume and just having all these people. I remember wondering, trying to figure out navigating how am I going to get a job at the Big Four in Disney? I don't know how I'm going to do all this by myself. But thanks to Sweeney and Marshall, everything, they're coming to us. All we have to do is just be ourselves, and that's it. It's that simple. So it's amazing. I couldn't be more grateful. And I'm able to bring my friends along and our members, and we just have a good time. So we're very grateful to be part of Marshall.
I feel like, in general, people kind of overlook accounting for more of like investment banking, private equity, consulting, et cetera, et cetera. I feel like accounting is very important. I feel like having a club dedicated to that and also having people of color as well being a part of that club means a lot.
So you mentioned the Big Four accounting firms. I sort of wanted to know more about how NABA interacts with the larger NABA association or other chapters.
Well, we are a brand new relaunching of our organization here at USC. So the first thing we're going to do is to get our sponsors to pay for all of the local LA chapter dues for our members so they don't have that financial burden. And then once that happens, any other NABA chapters in LA, they can actually reach out to if they want. Probably our first year is going to be reaching out just to each other here on campus to solidify that. But the biggest thing, and this is what we're going to also be asking for funding, is that every year NABA has this national convention. And in 2024, it's going to be in Las Vegas. And my goal is for all of our active members in NABA, every last one of them that wants to go, we're going to pay for. We're going to find a way to pay for them to go. And it's amazing. Every major corporation in this country is at that convention. Every major public accounting firm, Disney, the investment bankers, you name it, they come and they want to hire the students that are members of NABA. Also, NABA has a wonderful scholarship program. So once you are a member of NABA, which is very critical for us to get our members signed up for the LA chapter, all of our students can actually apply for those scholarships. And so I think that's another nice benefit of NABA for them being able to apply for scholarships and to be able to go to that national convention.
Going off what Sweeney said about going to nationals, I cannot overstate how important it is, especially when it comes to networking events, to do that. So I feel like it's very important, especially for NABA, to just put themselves out there because you never know what could happen out of it when it comes to getting internships or even full-time offers.
So you mentioned building this organization. Mm-hmm. How do you make sure that you're pulling from a diverse group of students to get those varied perspectives and backgrounds?
Well, it starts with, first of all, who are you seeking as members? We're seeking students that, of course, I'm very selfish because I am a licensed CPA and I love my profession, and I would love to have every student converted to accounting because it's an amazing profession. But we want students that have an open mind to accounting, consulting, but more importantly, we want students who really want to start building their Trojan network, who want to make great friends that are going to support them, who ultimately, as we roll out our faculty mentoring program, know that, hey, we have faculty members that are going to be supporting of our students. I think the other important thing is NABA knows it doesn't exist in a vacuum like a lot of other mm-hmm. student organizations. So we have developed very, very strong bonds. NABA, the Accounting Society, BBSA, the Black Business Student Association, and then, of course, the Risk Management Society. And we're all cross-sharing events, supporting each other with events. So all of us are cross-sharing and really, I think, epitomizing what that meaning of the Trojan family is.
So what outreach has NABA done so far? I know you touched on this a little bit, but I'd like to know more. I read that you sort of try to convince some members to maybe switch their majors to accounting. And
I am very passionate about accounting and the career. Now, I was a first-generation college student, did not know really anything where I wanted to go in life. And I met an alumni who taught me business law in the summer between graduating from high school and starting at USC. And he said, try business. And then look at accounting. So I've seen what accounting has done for me, for my career, and just having those three little letters, CPA, as a woman of color coming out in the late 70s, early 80s, there were no women virtually in the field, and definitely very few people of color. That CPA license and that training made all the difference. It changed my life in that I got so many different experiences. So I tell my students, once you become an accounting major, the world is yours. You can do anything in the world that you want. And I'm living proof of that.
So I remember last semester, spring semester, like the first NABA meeting. And I remember Professor Sweeney said, like, 700 and up. And I was like, 700 and up? Mm-hmm. Like, 700,000 and up? She's like, yeah. That got me hooked. And I feel like there's many opportunities you can get in accounting. Even though I kind of do this a lot, I kind of just tell my friends, like, yo, you should do accounting because accounting is something you can make a lot of money in. I haven't necessarily convinced anyone yet, but I feel like you got to show with your actions first and then people will follow.
I was telling students, if you don't really know anything, been a first generation like me, or you're just curious, accounting is definitely the way to go.
What's next? What is next for NABA? Where do you see NABA in 5 years, 10 years? Just in the future in general.
For me, I'm just hoping that NABLA is still consistent as it is now, I would love for NABLA to be bigger than what it is. I'm hoping for more people of color to decide to switch over to accountancy, because I feel like that's something that people aren't quite on yet. I feel like just being a part of NABLA, just making it branch out bigger, who knows where it could be? Who knows where it could be in 10 years? But I feel like it's very important for NABLA to keep on growing. And I feel like it's on us right now to ensure that we have people that are very opening to others coming in, whether they're not even business majors, whether they're not even Marshall. Even down the line when I'm in my profession, hopefully I'm a partner by that time, manifesting that. I want to go back to USC, visit NABLA whenever I can to just do what people that came before me did for us. Just tell them about their profession, tell them about any opportunities that they may have, tell them how I got to here. Because I know that some other people, like me, for example, I didn't think that I would even go into accounting at first. Even though my mom, she was an accountant, I never thought of accounting like that until Professor Sweeney and some other amazing people as well highlighted to me how much money you can make in accounting, how rewarding of a career it could be. So I feel like it's really important for us to just make sure that NAB keeps on growing.
I want to make sure when it's time to pass on the torch, we pass it on to somebody who's just as dedicated. Our board is, we still got trusted members, and we can pass on, you know, because again, really what brought us here is the fire that we have, and we're not going to let it die. All of us care too much. Even if I, for whatever reason, can't be somewhere, our vice president steps in, Joseph steps in, the treasurer steps in. So, you know, we want to make sure that continues and we build that culture now and we leave behind this legacy so where I don't need to be here anymore. In 10 years, I won't be here anymore at USC. I mean, I'll still visit, but you know that I can't oversee this. So I want to make sure that I feel comfortable and confident passing on the torch and that it's going to continue. Now, starting with in August, we have 160 members on our email list, 0 to 160 in what, 2 months? It's crazy. So if that's only 2 months, imagine 5 years, 10 years from now, what we can do. But that's the future. So worry about that later. Present, what's next? What's happening right now? I mean, right after this, we're launching our student athlete mentorship program with Coach Carter. That's happening right now, right after this. I'm going straight to the McKay Center with our mentors. We're going to go help them out with their resumes. You know, all the student athletes there, amazing student athletes there. Tonight, we're also rolling to this networking event. We're going to meet the firms and the Big Four's coming, and we're hitting up Disney and Grant Thornton's coming. We're going to NFL office. So there's a lot. There's a lot that's next. So we'll focus on that first. But again, future, we're building a legacy here, and we're hoping that this is the start of something great. I know it is. I just hope everyone else can see that and everyone wants to join that.
This episode of General Education was hosted by Grace Ingram, written by Benjamin Gampson, McCarthy Mahoney, and Quentin Seegers, edited by Julianne Cox, produced by Christina Schkarbel, Jonathan Park, Grace Ingram, Benjamin Papp, and Kevin Gramling. General Education is one of 4 shows on the Daily Trojan Podcast Network. You can find more episodes anywhere you listen to podcasts, as well as our website, dailytrojan.com. Visit the episode description for our links and more information.